he was, I mean, all three of them were outstanding, but they were on the puck all night, and I guess they could play with one puck.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun to watch.
Are they challenging you to keep it together for more than just one night?
Well, again, it's I said this morning, it's early in the year, but not only that, that line drove the bus tonight, but it was an outstanding effort by all four. And we skated, we played responsible, and they got rewarded for it.
How did you change the complexion, Josh? I got it.
When you compared him, he's obviously an important player for us, and he dictates the speed of the game. And so when you have Stammer and Cooch who can play the game at a high pace, but somebody that's in the middle, a pivot that can do it as well, he just makes everybody a little bit quicker. And when you give those guys a little bit of time and space, which they were creating for themselves, you see the type of goals that can go in the net. But it was, to me, it was their play away from the puck. They weren't giving up. And when if they did get stuck in their D zone, they weren't giving anybody a scoring chance. So that's what it really was impressive for me.
So Shattenkirk comes over, spot out, kind of humbled, already 3 goals for you guys. What did you learn about him and his character?
Well, he's a pro, and there's a reason. You know, we were fortunate to get him when we did. I think, you know, you look at our team. We've been humbled. We have a little chip on our shoulder. We grabbed a player that probably feels the same way about his situation. So we thought he was good for us. He can make plays, and he's probably not known for his defensive side of the puck, but he's a smart player, so he's, you know, he always finds himself in a good position, and kept it simple, and it worked for us.
I'm going to assume that's a set play on Kucherov's power play goal there.
Well, he's got a one-timer, so I think in a lot of those sets, I don't think we're the only team that does that, but the big things for those is execution. Got to win the faceoff, and then you got to put it in his wheelhouse, and both those things happened, and you know, gifted goal scorers can put him in.
I think you had like 7 shots on that first power play or leading into it. Just what made it so effective? You worked on it a lot the last couple of days of practice.
We have. Well, first of all, the urgency. And so, you know, going on the power play is a privilege. It's not a right. And you have to work. Because you know the penalty kill is going to work. And I thought those guys did an unreal job. Just not only shooting, but they retrieve pucks. That's a big part of a power play. So you got to go get them once you take a shot, and they did a great job at that, and they were rewarded.
Stammer was saying that Braden's speed was the level of Connor McDavid, and he said to have a guy like that on the list just creates so much room. One, do you think that's a fair comparison? What do you think Braden brought to it?
I don't think you can sit here and compare, you know, anybody to McDavid. But if you want to talk about somebody that accelerates through turns and goes 0 to 60 in an instant, Schwarner does have those qualities. I think he showed it in the All-Star competition. Yeah, I don't think anybody thought Horner to be as close to McDavid as he was. Although I always wonder if McDavid just looks at the time and says, okay, this is how hard I have to try to get that time. But it's their acceleration through pucks, through plays, in turns, and Horner's really good at that.